Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's April 3rd, 1958, and the title is Cashel Reynolds' Revenge.
Here's adventure! Here's romance! Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West!
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer!
This way, Pancho, Vamano!
The Cisco Kid!
Three meals a day, 7 days a week. That's how often bread is served in the average home. And that's why bread, the right bread, that is so very important. And once you become accustomed to this little tune...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, when you always remember that, you're getting the finest out of the bread you serve every meal, every day. You see, butternut bread, every loaf you buy, is always of the finest, softest, freshest quality. And we make this claim because we know that butternut is baked to the same uniform standard of highest quality every time. And say, the butternut wrapper shows you its quality before you buy. There's a full, true-to-life picture on every blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. You can be sure of the most appetizing, most delicious bread when you buy butternut bread. So next time, every time, always buy butternut in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Cashel Reynolds' Revenge. The Wyoming sheep country of the 1870s was responsible for one of the closest brushes with death that the famed Cisco Kid ever had. Strangely enough, it had nothing to do with cattle, at a time when cattle was king on our western frontier. As our story opens, a tall, thick-set, red-headed man with a flaming red beard approaches a peaceful flock of sheep. He pulls back the hammer of his rifle, making ready to fire, and admonishes the huge wolf-like dog at his side, bristling with rage, to be quiet.
Shut up, Lobo. Be quiet. You want to warn that jayhawker that we're stuck? I'm quiet. Here's where I get my revenge on that sheep-herding skunk, Tim Colton. Shut up, Lobo. Shut up. Cashel Reynolds don't miss once he draws a bead on an hombre. There. Yeah, I got him. I got him. Now to get them dogs of his. Yeah. That does for Rex, his number one dog. All right. You get them three half-grown pups. All right, get them, Lobo. Sick them, boy. No, wait. Lobo, come here. Come here. Lobo, stay. Stay here, I say. Stay. Good, Lobo. All right, now stay down. Stay. Yeah, I have a better idea than just killing them 3 9-month-old pups or Rexes. We'll chase them away from here first. Look at them go, with their tails between their legs like the scared Mongols they are. And now to wait. Stay, Lobo. Down. Now to finish the job. All right. Come, Lobo, come. As soon as I get the money, you get after that flock of sheep. Yeah, with a dozen dead sheep around, Rex's three sons will be named as the killers, huh? Yeah. All right. Get after them sheep, Lobo. All right, sit them high, boy, high! Kill, Lobo, kill! Slaughter a score of them, and Cashel Reynolds will have his revenge!
Where the letter we got from Hermosillo, Cisco?
You mean the one from Pancho, Uncle Jose?
Si, Cisco. The one little cousin Pepito write for Pancho.
Here it is. Tried to read it 3 times, and I still cannot understand it.
No, you let Uncle Jose explain it to you, Cisco. After all, I am the one who learned little Pepito to read and write.
And to draw pictures?
Well, like I tell you, Pepito only 5-year-old. Why not get the chance to learn him the whole alphabet? So what he not can write, he draw.
Tell me, Uncle Jose, what is this drawing supposed to be?
Where? Oh, that, see that. That mean Pancho still got the chicken pox, and he got to stay in Hermosillo some more.
Will you tell me how you figured that out?
No, see that easy, Cisco. Here, little Pepito, draw the picture of a fat hombre. That Pancho.
Very well, I will accept that. But how can you tell he still has the chicken pox?
Because of the chicken which was following him.
Where? Where is there a chicken following him?
Well, Pepito really drew a dog following Pancho.
Now, wait a minute, Uncle Jose. Show me on the paper where is the chicken.
Oh, the dog already eat the chicken, Cisco.
Then where is the dog?
You not expect the dog to stay there after he eat up all the chicken.
Oh, that does it. Oh, from now on, I will not even try to figure out Pancho's letters. I leave it all to you.
He's a good system, no, Cisco. Nobody else able to read our private letters.
Hold on.
What's the matter, Cisco?
That is the whine of a dog. Sounds as if it is in trouble.
Well, maybe the wolf, Cisco. Careful.
He's a dog, all right. Not like the one in Pancho's letter.
Santo Ignacio. That dog gets shot by a bullet. He almost dead.
Yes, a miracle. He's still alive. Get me your canteen.
Si, Cisco. Hombre, Jose, get it. What kind of a sidewinder shoot a dog like that? Here the canteen, Cisco.
Gracias, amigo.
Look how that dog tried to thank you for the help, Cisco. He lick your hand.
Yeah, riders are coming, Uncle Jose.
Oh, now Uncle Jose hear them. They're coming fast.
Surround them, boys. Cut them down if they put up a fight.
I caught you two raw hiders with a proof of your guilt.
Keep your hands away from your guns if you want to stay alive.
What are you hombres talking about?
You're making a big mistake.
No, you made the mistake of getting caught.
That hombre didn't shoot Rex.
Of course not, Nino. We not never do nothing like that. Hombre Jose and Cisco.
Cisco? The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid, eh? If you make a move for your guns, I'll start shooting.
Save your gunfire and your threats for later, Sheriff. Right now, this dog needs the attention.
Why, you wall-eyed vinegaroon.
Hold on, Sheriff Luber. Let's help him. Holly, what makes you think this hombre didn't shoot the dog?
The way Rex licks his hand, Dad. No sheepdog would be friendly to someone who hurt him.
That makes sense to me, son.
How'd a dog know who shot him from 50 yards away? Stay away from the Cisco Kid, Holly. I know he's kind of outlaw. He'll use you as a shield to make an escape.
This dog seems to be badly hurt. Unless he gets medical attention, he may die.
Let me help you with Rex, Cisco. We'll get him into town to Doc Brown.
Yeah, we can rig up a swing. The two of us can carry him between on horseback.
All right. I reckon I'll go along with that. But it don't mean the Cisco Kid and his partner are free. I'm arresting them for the murder of Tim Colton.
Quiet down, right down. Nobody can prove a thing again us. Oh, hey, there's Bob. Bob? Hey, Bob Johnson.
Oh, hold there. Oh. What do you want, Cashiel?
Well, tell me, what's all the excitement on the far side of town?
The sheriff and a bunch of us who rode out with him caught a couple hombres. Sheriff thinks they killed Tim Colton.
He does? Well, tell me...
Can't take the time, Cashiel. Gotta get to Doc Bromley. Here, pal.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What do they need the doc for if Tim Colton's dead? Lobo, shut up. You keep up that growling, you'll bring suspicion down on us. Yeah. I reckon that must be the sheriff and them other hombres coming now. Now, wait a minute. Are you going to stop that consigned growling, or am I going to have to take a club to you? Hey, what in tarnation? There's Charlie Page and his son Ollie, and they're toting a sling, and... with Bob Johnson just going after the doc. We better get out of here. Maybe I only wounded Tim Colton after all. All right, come on. Come on, Noble, come on.
Cashier, wait.
Yeah.
Where you going?
Nowhere, Sheriff Luber, nowhere.
Shut up, I said.
This is the end of the ride for you two. Yeah. Hold there. Hold.
Hey. Hey, that's Tim Colton's dog you're carrying, ain't it, Dolly?
That's right. Some low-down skunk shot him.
Huh? Well, down, Lobo, down. Quiet, quiet.
That dog of yours, Lobo, he doesn't seem to like Rex.
Always has been bad blood between them. Same as there was between Tim and you, Cashier.
Huh?
You weren't with us. Where have you been all day?
Where have I been? Well, over to Madison. I went over to sell my sheep.
Well, I came to check up on you, Cashier.
Yeah? Well, what for, Sheriff Luber?
Tim Colton was shot, a score of his sheep killed, his dog Rex there badly wounded, and the rest of his flock scattered to the four winds.
Well, we better get this dog over to Doc Bromley's to see if he can be patched up. Come on, Ollie.
Let's go, Dad. Get up
here. Now, get up there. Come over to my newspaper office when you get a chance, Sheriff. I'd like to talk to you.
All right, Charlie, I'll do that. Cisco, you too, Jose. Climb down off them horses.
As you wish, Senor Sheriff.
Oh, that's what Uncle Jose wish. Uncle Jose wish we both back in Hermosillo.
Ah, so you two saddle tramps gunned down Tim Colton, huh? Well, you done me a favor, but that don't excuse murder.
Now, don't you boys get anxious for a hemp-stretching party. Because there ain't going to be one.
Yeah, well, why not? Those two cowpokes are in sheep country now. Well, if one of us was caught for murdering cattle country, they'd hang us. Yeah, sure they would. So I say let's drop a loop around the necks of these two varmints and make them dance an air.
Mi compañero and I gave up our guns on the condition we would be given a fair trial.
Hold on now. Now listen to me. Listen! I heard you try to stir up a lynching party, Cashew Raynor. And I won't stand for it.
Just a minute. You tend to the business of printing your newspaper, Charlie Page. We'll take care of justice.
The business of my newspaper is to see justice done, Cashew. And if necessary, my gun's ready to see that business is handled properly.
Now, Charlie. Ain't no need to get hit up.
Then do your duty as sheriff of this county and see that your prisoners are protected until the trial.
Well, that's what I aim to do. You don't have to tell me to...
Gracias, Senor Page.
You've not got nothing to thank me for, Cisco. I happen to think you're not guilty. And I intend to express my editorial opinion about it strongly.
Will that keep us from going to jail, Senor Page?
You can bet your last dad-blame bullet it won't. Until I get proof to the contrary, you and the Cisco kid'll stay arrested for the murder of Tim Colton.
Boys, listen to me. We've had our share of feuding with the common. I say an hombre like the Cisco kid could have been hired by them and sent over here to start trouble.
Now there's not a lick of truth in that, Cashew Raynor. I'm accusing you of stirring up mob violence.
All right, and I'm accusing you of being paid off by them same common, Charlie Page. Now, men, are we going to let this lily-livered newspaper man keep us from seeing justice done?
What about it, Sheriff? Where do you stand?
I'm making my stand here on Cisco's side. Here's my gun, Cisco. You can use it a lot better than I can.
Bueno, Senor Page.
Gracias.
Hand over that gun, Cisco.
Well, I'm going to get you for this, Sheriff Luber. All right, Lobo. Take him! Kill him!
Madre mía! Cisco, that dog's a killer! He'll tell you to throw it out!
And unless Cisco acts swiftly enough to fend off Lobo's vicious attack, instantaneous death awaits him. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Now you can bring appetizing, satisfying goodness to any diet meal with deliciously different Roman meal bread. You see, this rich and unusual dark bread, baked only by butternut, gives you just 62 calories per slice. Yet it supplies that important touch of real eating enjoyment you need on any diet, with plenty of nutrition, too. Roman meal's flavor is completely different from any other bread. It's a dark bread, that's right, but it's a dark bread with typical white bread tenderness, the richness of rye, the goodness of whole wheat. It's smooth and lastingly fresh. Roman meal gives you that delightful combination of white, wheat, and rye flours, blended with honey and prune juice for extra zest. And whether you're on a diet or if you just plain like good food, try Roman meal. Just look for the bright and attractive wrapper with the Roman meal gladiator emblem. Roman meal bread, baked only by butternut. Fresh at your grocer's every day. Delicious for every meal.
Thank you.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Cashel Rayner's Revenge. Cashel Rayner kills Tim Colton and wounds his sheepdog, Rex. Cisco and Pancho's Uncle Jose are captured by Sheriff Luber and a posse while trying to help Rex. Newspaper editor Charlie Page and his son Ollie come to the defense of Cisco and Uncle Jose when they are charged with Tim Colton's murder. Cashel stirs up a mob to lynch Cisco and orders his ferocious wolfdog Lobo to attack. Lobo responds to the command and springs to tear out Cisco's throat.
All right, now, Lobo, now, kill, kill!
Not while I can shove the barrel of this gun in his mouth. This wolf will do no killing.
Lobo,
Cisco, he'll attack again. I can only grab his jaw. Now, you Lobo, you go ahead, bite.
Bueno, Cisco, the way you hold that wolf dog, he not can bite nobody.
Call out this dog, Reynard. You want him to be able to continue using his jaws?
Yeah, all right, I'll take him. Don't hurt him, don't.
I have no intention of hurting him, nor do I intend to let him hurt me.
Here. Yeah, come on.
Get, hombres! You want to hear what I have to say?
You better give me that gun, Cisco. There are too many of us. You can't escape. Yeah.
There are 6 bullets in this gun. 6 of you hombres will taste lead if you try to take me. You, Sheriff, will be first. The muzzle of this gun is aimed at the middle button of your vest.
You men ought to have your heads examined. You follow as blindly as the sheep you care for. And even they've more sense than to follow a black sheep.
If you're siding with a Cisco kid, Charlie Page, it makes you as much of an outlaw as he is.
Save your voice, Senor Page. This mob will not listen to you.
What should we do, Cisco?
Go ahead and mount up on your horse, Uncle Jose. Who'll be the first of you hombres to try to stop him?
Well, I reckon nobody better do nothing rash, boys. That gun's still pointed at me.
A wise decision. Go ahead, Uncle Jose.
Si, Cisco. Wait. What about you?
Never mind. You had better come with us, Senor Page. At least until the hombres of this mob get over their anger.
Yeah, you That's see. I told you they was a team.
You ride away from town with a Cisco kid, Charlie Page, and you put your neck in a noose the same as his is gonna be when the law catches up with him.
Your kind of law doesn't frighten me nor impress me, Sheriff Luber. I'm staying here, Cisco.
Very well, Senor Page.
Better you mount up on Diablo, we get out of here, Cisco.
You have not seen the last of me, Sheriff Luber. Nor you either, Cashel Rayner. I'll return to settle with both of you. Now, Jose, vamonos. Andale.
Okay, we have. Go, 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 go!
You get on into that cell, Charlie Page. Otto.
I'm doing it, Sheriff Luer. Just wait till you read next week's edition of my newspaper.
Yeah, well, any coyote what sides the Cisco kid oughtn't be allowed to print a newspaper.
That's right, that's right. All right, boys, go on home. The jail'll still be here tomorrow, and so will the prisoner. We'll get out after the Cisco kid the first thing in the morning, and he won't give us a slip again. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Cashel, you remain.
Get a good night's rest, boys, so we can hit leather at daybreak.
Yeah, hey, Sheriff.
Shut up until I close the door.
Hey, Sheriff, what about the other door to the jail cells?
It's shut tight. I closed it myself.
Yeah. You know, I almost had the blame for Tim Colton's murder laid on the Cisco kid and that Uncle Jose character. Yeah, it's too bad you let him get away.
Me let him get away?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't notice you trying to stop Cisco once he made his play.
Well, how do you suppose they were able to give us the slip when they were so close to Tom?
Well, how should I know? Maybe the same way he was able to take care of that killer dog of yours.
Now, wait a minute. You never mind about my dog, Lobo. He's all right. He'll give a good account of himself if he ever meets up with that Cisco kid again. Yeah. Just like I did with Tim Colton, eh?
Well, you should have killed that dog of Tim's.
Well, I thought I did. Hey. How do you like the way Lobo butchered up that flock of Tim's, eh? How'd you like
that? Well, there was no need to do that. Plenty of folks suspect you and that wolf of yours anyhow. Hey, where is Lobo?
Lobo? Was outside. Why?
Well, I got a plan that involves using that dog of yours. We can't afford to let Charlie Page come to trial. Once he starts digging around for facts, we're the ones who'll get hung.
What time is it, Cisco?
Almost midnight, Uncle Jose. Time for us to get started.
I sure hope you're right about Cassio Rainer, Cisco. What'll become of Dad if you're not?
Oh, Cisco and Uncle Jose not let nothing happen to your padre, young Senor Ali. After all, you save our lives.
That was quick thinking on your part, young Senor, to let us ride Diablo and Loco into this newspaper storeroom.
I'll bet the sheriff is still trying to figure out how you were able to disappear right from under his nose.
He know about this big room back of the newspaper office?
Well, sure he does, Uncle Jose, but he'd never give me credit for enough sense to do what I did.
Now you stay here in the office of the newspaper, young Senor Ali. We will be back from Manderson in plenty of time to get your padre out of jail.
They won't do nothing to him while he's there for helping you, will they, Cisco?
They do not dare to. Your padre, Senor Page, is a well-respected citizen of this town. When we get back from Manderson with proof that Cassio Rainer lied, that Coyote and the sheriff will take your padre's place behind bars.
I'll open the doors of the storeroom for you and see that it's all clear.
Gracias, young Senor Ali, for everything you have done for us.
Si, muchas gracias, young Senor. You are a brave little hombre, just like your padre.
All right, Cisco. There's no one around.
Stay under cover, Senor Ali. We'll be back very soon. Up, Diablo, come on.
I know it's pretty early, boys, but it's the only way we'll pick up the trail of the Cisco Kid and his partner.
Yeah, suppose we don't find him, Sheriff Luber.
Not finding him will make the boys that much madder. Yeah. They'll be primed and ready to lynch somebody when it comes time for Charlie Page's trial, Cashew.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Hey, what's the matter?
Them three dogs.
Huh?
Oh, ho, ho,
ho,
there.
Ho, 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 ho,
ho. Hey. It's them three half-grown dogs of Tim Colton.
Yeah, the sheep killers. They're the ones who turned on their own flock when Tim was killed.
Luke, Slim, Ted, and a couple of you others. Dismount and see if you can catch them dogs. No. The rest of you men keep your guns in your holsters. We're going to make an example of them sheep-killing curs.
Yeah, that's right, Sheriff. Them dogs committed murder, same as the Cisco Kid. According to Sheepman's law, they got to be shot.
I reckon Cashiel Reno's right, boys. We'll hold a trial to find out the facts. The same as we will for Charlie Page.
Right, and if they're guilty, they all deserve to die.
I'm doing what you said, Dad. I'm not moving.
Remain still and don't make any sudden moves, Ollie. That dog Lobo's a killer. I'll try to edge into the sheriff's office and distract his attention.
Every time you move, Dad, he acts like he's going to attack.
Better not try it.
When I saw the sheriff, Cashel Rainer, and the others leave, I figured I might be able to help you get out of jail.
Now, that skunk Sheriff Luber purposely left the cell door open, hoping I'd try to escape so as to give Lobo a legitimate reason for killing me.
Oh, if only I hadn't come busting in here, Dad.
Who is it, Ollie? Can you see?
Well, maybe it's Cisco and Uncle Jose coming back from Masterson.
Don't provoke that dog, Ollie. Don't take any chances.
Oh, it's only the sheriff and the posse that rode out with him. Hey, they've got those other three dogs of Tim Colton's, Dad.
Hey, look here, Sheriff. Look here. This young whelp of Charlie Page is trying to help his old man break jail.
Well, it's a good thing you left your dog on guard, Cashew. Call him off.
Yeah, all right, Lobo. That's enough. Come, boy, come.
You wanted to get out of that cell, Charlie. Come on, move.
Luber, you're finished as far as being sheriff of this county. When I tell the folks what you've done, they'll realize you and Cashiel Raynor are murderers.
Well, you'll have to prove that, Charlie. And I don't reckon you can. Get going. Or do I have to use this gun?
Where are you taking my dad?
To stand trial before a bunch of sheepmen who accuse him of aiding a cattleman. A cattleman who killed another sheepman.
And at the same time, you'll be trying them three sheep-killing dogs, boys.
Yes, sir.
You made sure the deck is stacked against me, didn't you, Sheriff Luber?
Well, we'll just let the boys here decide that little fact. And when they do, I think they'll find you deserve a rope. The same as the Cisco Kid.
Dad, look! Cisco and Uncle Jose did get back from Masterson in time.
Hey, Sheriff, Sheriff, look. They got Doc Bromley and Tim Colton's dog, Rex, with them.
Shut up, Cashew.
You hear? Quiet, Lobo. Quiet, boy, quiet.
Grab them, boys! Grab that outlaw, the Cisco Kid!
Stay where you are, Horace, and listen to what I have to say.
With the bullet the doctor removed from that dog, I think we can prove Cashier Renard shot him and Tim Colton.
Now, wait a minute, wait. I was in Manderson at the time of that shooting.
That is a lie, Coyote. Mi compañero and I have just come from Manderson. No one there saw you.
See, that the truth. That maverick Cashiel Raynor got to be the killer.
And I think I can prove this sheriff is in cahoots with him.
Come on, boys. Help me take Cisco.
Yeah, well, I'll help you, sir.
This is an unexpected pleasure, Sheriff Luber. And I'm going to take full advantage of it.
I don't intend to stand on the sidelines. Cashiel Raynor.
Let me finish this here pain by finishing this fight.
Oh, wow, Dad. Cisco knocked them both out cold.
Oh, that's the way Cisco always does it, young Senor Ali.
Well, look at Rex. I don't think he's very sick if he can chase the living daylights out of that Lobo hound.
I think he will teach him a good lesson, Senor Ali.
I think every hombre here has learned a good lesson about mob rule, Cisco. And it'll really strike home when they see Sheriff Luber and Cashiel Raynor behind bars.
Cisco.
Si, Uncle Jose.
Well, like you always say, Cisco, the criminals got to pay the law for their crimes.
We might never have found out all the details about Tim Colton's murder if the sheriff and Cashiel Raynor had not started accusing each other.
And that all happened just because the sheriff jealous and want Tim Colton's land.
Si. The sheriff knew Cashiel Raynor was jealous of Tim Colton and sought revenge because Tim's dog, Rex, beat Cashiel's dog, Lobo, at the sheep herding contest.
Oh, Cisco, now while we talk about the sheep and the sheepmen, you remind Uncle Jose to tell you about the last part of Pancho's letter.
You mean those other pictures you could not figure out?
See, now Uncle Jose would not know what they mean.
Well, go ahead. Tell me about it, Uncle Jose.
The pictures that Lil Pepito draw mean that Pancho, now the head sheepman in all Hermosillo.
Pancho, the head sheepman?
Si. According to Lil Pepito's pictures, everybody in Hermosillo now call Pancho Muttonhead.
Oh, Uncle Jose.
Cisco.
Happy hello.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, do you like to go to the grocery store with Mother? Does she even let you push the cart around sometimes or carry home the packages? Well, she'd most likely be more than pleased if you'd help her with the shopping, too. And you know you'll always pick up the right bread if you pick up the bread with the picture of the slices right on the wrapper. Yes, sir, just reach out for a loaf of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And when you do, you'll be the apple of Mom's eye, and Dad's too. Because man, woman, boy or girl, everybody goes for good butternut bread. That tantalizing aroma of fresh-baked bread, that tender freshness, that full-flavored richness, they're all qualities of the finest bread, butternut bread. And what's more, butternut helps provide you with the essentials you need to keep going strong all day long. So next time you go to the store with Mother, pick up the bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.